Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jason Palter, and I am so happy to be here. What an exciting thing to experience, and Jose and Christine and the rest of the team doing such a great job. I am a certified hypnotist, and I'm the owner of Greater Toronto Hypnosis Center. So as a hypnotist, it's pretty diverse what I do. So I thought what I would do is talk today and entitle my presentation, Understanding Hypnosis, Myths, Mind, and Change. There are a lot of myths of around hypnosis and a lot of things people don't understand. So I thought it'd be a really interesting thing to do. Well, hopefully interesting for everybody to understand a little bit more about what hypnosis is. Because again, as I always say, most people's understanding of hypnosis is from movies or TV. And again, I say, get rid of that stuff. So again, my name is Jason Palter, certified hypnotist, the owner of Greater Toronto Hypnosis Center. So one of the first questions people always ask is, well, what is hypnosis? I'm not sure I really fully understand what that is. So hypnosis has science behind it. It's not just all myths and voodoo type stuff. Hypnosis is a well-established scientific technique of basically creating a focused state of calmness and attention within a person so that you're actually not sort of out here, you're actually focused and more attentive. So during this time, your subconscious mind is more open to positive suggestions. So we've got our conscious mind and our subconscious mind. And generally the conscious mind sort of acts like a barrier, a boundary, but we're in this relaxed state of hypnosis. We're able to basically go past the conscious mind into the subconscious and deliver positive suggestions that can help assist you in dealing with undesirable traits or habits or things that you're trying to move. So for terminology, people will say to me questions like, Jason, can you do hypnosis on me? Or Jason, are you a hypnosis person? So the terminology is when you are in this relaxed state, you are in hypnosis, the state of hypnosis, or you are being hypnotized. Okay, so you're in hypnosis or you're being hypnotized. And somebody who helps you do this, and especially basically trained in this technique of doing this, is what I am, and that is a hypnotist. So there's not going to be a test afterwards, but there's some understanding a bit about what the different terms are. So when we talk about the conscious mind and the subconscious, the best way to describe it and talk about it is like an iceberg. So if you're familiar with the term, oh, that's just the tip of the iceberg. And if you're not familiar with the term, I'll explain. If you go out and you see a picture or actually see an iceberg live and you see this massive thing above the water, that's actually not the real iceberg. That's only about 10% of what you're seeing. The real iceberg, about 90% of it, is this massive thing underneath the water, but we don't see it. So it's a really good analogy or comparison between our conscious mind and our subconscious. So our conscious mind is that tip of the iceberg. It's above the surface, again, about 10% again, and we use this example, this visualization of the iceberg. So it's the conscious mind that thinks, plans, analyzes. It's where our short-term memory is and also where our willpower is. So the conscious mind tries to use our willpower to control our behaviors, our habits, and our beliefs, but it doesn't do a very good job. It essentially loses out to the subconscious mind's greater influence because it's all down there. So now let's talk about below the surface, the subconscious mind. That's where all of our emotions, our feelings, our habit and addiction patterns, our long-term memory, our confidence and our self-esteem. Oh yeah, that's all there below the surface. Our relationship patterns, our creativity, our resistance to change, and anyone who's suffering from these issues, were our PTSD and old trauma. That's all stored down there. So hypnosis uses that subconscious mind to affect change, for what I say, from the inside out. So What can hypnosis help with? Well, I'm glad that you asked that. Hypnosis can help with a wide range of things. If you look up hypnosis online, a lot of people speak about, or what you'll see is basically the two top things are quitting smoking and losing weight. And to be honest, in my business, the clients that I see the most are basically coming to see me for that, for quitting smoking and losing weight. But there's so many other things that hypnosis can be insanely effective to help. Help with our stress, our anxiety issues. You know that little monkey mind, that little devil on our shoulder that never seems to shut up? That's where all that anxiety and stress comes from. Hypnosis can be a great way to quiet that down. Hypnosis can help with our confidence, our self-esteem. Hypnosis can help manage pain. Oh, Jason, you can take your pain away with hypnosis? Well, it's not really about taking the pain away, but it's helping to learn to dissociate from that constant pain. Hypnosis can help with sleep issues. All of us business owners probably know how difficult it can be to fall asleep sometimes or to stay asleep. So hypnosis can help get us into that relaxed state where we can sleep better. Hypnosis can be very effective to help with fears, a fear of flying, a fear of driving on the highway, a fear of public speaking, a fear of snakes or animals. Hypnosis can also help to break habits. So not just the habit of smoking, it can be alcohol. It can be biting your nails. It can be picking your hair if you have any hair. Hypnosis can also help with academic improvement, and not just with students, but with us grown-ups, our people who are trying to take courses and better ourselves and sometimes just have difficulty focusing. Hypnosis can also, along the topic of academic performance, can also help with sports performance and sports enhancement. So I work with many athletes who are amateur, they just play golf on the weekends, and professional athletes as well, who often talk about getting into the zone, or as performers call it, musicians will also call of staying in the pocket, getting into the pocket, into that zone. Hypnosis can help that. And also one of my other areas that I specialize in is men's sexual dysfunction. It is a performance anxiety. It can happen on the tennis court, can happen in the boardroom, can happen in the bedroom as well. So this covers quite a lot of things here, but hypnosis can be very effective to help work on these things, because again, this is all in our subconscious mind, where our fears, our emotions, and all our habits are stored. So now we talk about hypnosis myths. And it's hard to say without spitting the word myths, but there are a lot of things that people think they know about hypnosis, and it's absolutely not correct. So doing hypnosis is not about barking like a dog or quacking like a duck. It doesn't work that way. That's all in the fiction and the stuff we see in movies or the stuff we see in shows. Hypnosis is not about giving me your money, unless you want to. I'm happy to accept it, but I can't make you do that. Hypnosis is not about mind control or like a truth serum or voodoo. It's not about that at all. One client once said to me, an earlier client said, can you make me rob a bank, Jason? Well, if in theory you came and said to me, look, I'm robbing a bank in a couple of weeks. I got to work on my self-confidence. Can you help me with that? Yeah, in theory I could do that because it's something you want to do. But with hypnosis, you're not going to say or do anything you don't want to do. Hypnosis is not about losing control or going to sleep or falling into a trance that you can't be brought out of. There's no lasers out of my eyes or a ticking stopwatch or a swirl. It's nothing like that at all. All right. So then what, if it's not all that, Jason, what is hypnosis? So some facts about hypnosis. Hypnosis is about learning how to be in a different space in terms of relaxation. So hypnosis is an induced trance, what we call the induction, taking you into a state of hypnosis. And it's that relaxed state where you have now a more focused attention. It's very similar to meditation. It's very similar to that relaxed state where you're not quite asleep, not quite awake. This, again, is when you're in this relaxed state. This is where your subconscious mind is open to receiving positive suggestions. Now, here's a big thing that I like to tell people about hypnosis. You are doing this yourself, not me, because all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. In other words, you're the one in control, not me. You're the one who's actually doing this, not me. I'm just guiding you. A big part about what hypnosis is something that you have to want it to work. So if somebody came to me and said, oh, listen, I really want my brother to quit smoking, my first question would be, does your brother want to quit smoking? And if the answer is, oh, yeah, yeah, I've just got the day off, I'm making phone calls for him, that's one thing. But if the response is, well, he sort of wants to, he sort of doesn't, I don't know, he just stinks and he's driving the family crazy, forget it. It's not going to work for you. Hypnosis has got to be something that you want to have happen to you, and you want to allow yourself to get into that relaxed state. Here's the best part about hypnosis. It's relaxing. It's drug-free. It's safe. It's natural, and it's positive. And to be honest with you, it's a lot of fun just because you get into that relaxed state and it just feels so good. I'm going to come back to this point again. All hypnosis is self-hypnosis. You're doing this yourself, not me. You're the one that's in control, not me. Because I think that's a big fear that people have, is that they are going to be made to say or do something they don't want to say or do. And again, I say, you will never say or do anything you don't want to say or do. And if you ever wanted to stop hypnosis, you would just open up your eyes. But you don't want to, because it's so relaxing. It feels so, so good. Hypnosis is actually a natural state. We go in and out of every day. And here's some examples of actual states of hypnosis that we just have every day. So if you've ever been reading a book or working on the computer, watching TV, watching the game or something, and your spouse comes up and calls you two or three times over your shoulder before you realize they're standing there, I don't mean selective hearing, I mean you really didn't know they were there, that's an example of hypnosis. Because you're so focused on what's going on in the book or the TV or the laptop or whatever, you're not even aware. Life just sort of disappears around you. Another example many people experience is when we're driving on the highway and we blow right by our exit and realize, oh my goodness, I completely missed it. I didn't crash. I didn't hit anybody. I was still going the speed limit. But we're basically in a different world, in a different way, almost like a daydreaming. That's an example of a state of hypnosis. And finally, another example is something I think that we all can relate to as entrepreneurs or people who work for themselves or even doing work, I guess, at the office too. Can be the fact of when you finish a task or finish something and you weren't even aware of it. It's just like time sort of disappeared. Those are all examples, everyday examples of hypnosis. So what does hypnosis feel like? It's one of the first questions I get from people. What am I going to experience? Am I going to walk like Frankenstein's monster? Possibly, but not likely. It doesn't really happen like that. So hypnosis feels relaxing. It is calm. It is so peaceful. You can still hear everything. If an ambulance went by on the street, you'd still hear it. You just don't care because you're relaxing. With hypnosis, you can still think. You're still on your own. You're still able to think and do what you want to do. Jason, what if I have a scratch on my cheek? You can still scratch your cheek. And then you just bring your arm back down and bring your focus and attention back to the relaxation where you can breathe again and just be back into that state of relaxation. You don't want to scratch your cheek because you don't want to move. You're so relaxed. You can still talk. If while you're in a state of hypnosis and I am asking you a question, you can still answer them. You may not feel like it because you're relaxing, but you can still talk. You can still make decisions while you're in hypnosis. It's not mind control. And you can come out of hypnosis at any time. If you wanted to stop hypnosis, here's all that you would do. You would just open up your eyes. But again, most people tell me they don't want to because they were just so relaxed. They didn't feel like it. Again, with hypnosis, you are always in control. All hypnosis is self-hypnosis. Now, here's a really neat thing that happens with hypnosis as well. Every client comes to me for a goal, quitting smoking, losing weight, work on their confidence, getting over a fear, whatever it happens to be. But they all have what I call a trickle-down effect. So they come for that goal and they may start to notice some other things in their life start to shift positively. So for example, if somebody comes to see me to quit smoking, they may notice that throughout their program with me that they start sleeping a little bit better. Maybe they're a little bit more relaxed and calm while they're driving in rush hour traffic. They may feel that they're more positive overall. They may find that their self-esteem and confidence starts to go up. Just overall feeling more relaxed and motivated. They may get the courage to ask that person out or kick that person out or ask for a promotion or go for a new job. And the way that I say is, this stuff is all connected. We know that this stuff is all connected in our lives. And so usually when we work on one thing, we realize that the reason we may be having that fear or doing that habit or having that insecurity can be connected to so many other things. So it's that trickle-down effect, which is absolutely fantastic. I have been very fortunate. I've been in business for 13 years. I opened up in May of 2013. And over the years, I've been very fortunate and blessed to have some really fabulous clients and some really amazing stories of their success or really neat things they experience. And I thought I would share them with you. One of them was, I probably am going to start with smoking. It is my smoking clients that come to see me to quit smoking that are the ones that are generally the most astounded by the process. Jason, I tried Champex, I tried this drug, I tried the patch, I tried vapes, I tried gums. How come it didn't work? The hypnosis actually worked naturally, and they're the ones that are the most astounded. So I love the smoking clients that will always say, how did this work? And my answer is, it just worked. Enjoy it. Be happy with it. Another example I'm going to use, again, because I said off the top, the two most common clients I see are for quitting smoking and for losing weight. This is from a gentleman that I saw a few years ago to lose weight, and he was partway through his program, and he was doing amazing, just having fabulous success. And he said to me, partway through on one of his sessions, he said, Jason, remember when I met you? I said that basically every morning I go in and to the coffee store, to the bakery, I get a coffee goes with a donut, and a coffee and a donut, and I leave. I go, yeah. He says, well, all this week I've been walking in, and I see the donuts, but they look like rocks to me. I mean, I could eat them if I want to. I just don't really feel like it. They don't really do anything for me. So I grab a coffee and I go. And I said to him, well, unlike other weight loss attempts in the past, did you feel like you were depriving yourself? Was it frustrating to you because you couldn't have the donut? He goes, not at all. I couldn't have cared less. I said, welcome to hypnosis. So there's a perfect example of, yeah, of course you could eat the donuts if you want to. But if in your subconscious mind you're making these changes and you're just going, I don't really feel like it, why would you? What a natural way to experience success. I'm going to tell you another story about someone who came to see me for fears. I have people who come to see me for fears of animals, fears of driving, fears of flying, heights, small spaces, all these different things. This one was... So this woman had great success with me, but the story I wanted to share with you, because I think we all have great stories of clients who come to see me who are really desperate. This client in particular had an intense fear of dogs, and her breaking point was a few months before she came to see me. This is a few years ago, and what her breaking point was is she was a maid of honor or something at her friend's wedding, and they were taking photos at the wedding. They're at this beautiful golf course right at the edge of a lake, and they're all standing there having photos. And so my client, as she's posing for her photos, happened to notice, I don't know, 500 yards away, whatever, there was a man walking with a dog on a leash, not even towards him, just walking across the golf course, I guess. And she freaked out, and she had a complete time distortion from the moment of when that happened to, I guess, a few minutes later, whatever it was, she became aware. She said, I was sitting on the grass in my dress. My head was in my hands, and I was looking up, and everyone was staring at me with their mouths open, just shocked. Apparently what had happened, her fear of dogs was so intense that she screamed when she saw that dog in the distance. She pushed the bride into the lake and started running around hysterical until she finally collapsed on the ground. Bit of a crazy story, but ironically, she also worked in a hotel where they were pet friendly, and she was able to, working with me, able to get to the point where she was talking to the dogs, sort of petting them a little bit, and working on this. So amazing progress. I'm going to tell you about two other quick clients. One came to see me for confidence issues and anxiety, which, as we all know, if we've ever had either of those, they seem to be very well linked. And at the end of her program, she says, I'm telling people to call me, now I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly, but jefe, which I understand is a Spanish word meaning boss. So she was telling everybody at the office and her friends, just call me boss, because that's how confident she was feeling. Not cocky, confident. And just, I thought that was such a lovely thing to say. And the last thing was somebody who came to see me for pain-related things. It was tinnitus or tinnitus, ringing in the ears. If you've ever heard of that, it's a persistent ringing. It can drive you crazy. And what the woman said to me through her program, she goes, Jason, the ringing's still there, but I've dissociated from it. instead of noticing it 24/7, I notice it every few days, and then I just sort of forget about it, because that's how the hypnosis was able to help her. So just a few stories there, some success highlights I wanted to illustrate, and to see perhaps that relates to something you've been through, and to understand how hypnosis can work on that. Now, I am in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, Greater Toronto Hypnosis Center. However, since the pandemic, the vast majority of clients I see are online. So I can see you in person just as effectively as I can see you over video from anywhere around the world. It works exactly the same. There's absolutely no difference. We can do it on Zoom just like that. Now, a big question people always ask is, yeah, Jason, I don't think I can be hypnotized. You know, I'm a big overthinker. I'm a big control freak. I just don't think I can be. Well, it's that monkey mind, that overthinking monkey mind that often gets us into trouble, gets us not able to sleep, self-sabotaging, doing unhealthy things, just not being able to stay centered. And it can get in the way. Truth is, if you cannot quiet the monkey mind, you may have difficulty being hypnotized. However, that's exactly what I specialize in teaching you how to quiet that monkey mind down. So, I'm an overthinker. I'm a bit of a control freak. I own my own business. This is what I'm used to doing. And in fact, it is us overthinkers and us people who will get into the details like the control. We're the ones that actually can be hypnotized the most easily because we are used to intense focus, and hypnosis is all about intense focus. So, as we continue talking here, and I'm wrapping up the presentation here, I do a free consultation, a free screening with every client just to see if hypnosis is going to work for you and to make sure that I can take you on as a client, and also so that you can vet me. If you're not comfortable working with me, we're not working together. So it's a 45-minute to an hour-long free screening just to see whether or not hypnosis is going to be effective for you. And again, it's free. So that's one way you can learn whether or not you can be hypnotized. So for today's conference, which I'm so honored and happy to be part of, I've got two free gifts. The first gift that everyone is getting is a private link you will get to four short videos that I created with some insights and some information. The first one is called When Minds Struggle. The second one is called Learning to Relax. The third one is Public Speaking Fear, which I think a lot of us entrepreneurs can relate to. And the last one is 7 Sleeping Secrets. Now, if you are a VIP, there's a $500 value that I've included, and that is 1 stress release hypnosis session link. You're going to get a link to fill out a form, and you're going to get 1 free session with me, a hypnosis session where we're going to do some hypnosis all about stress release, and also you're going to get an audio track to keep as well. So again, my name is Jason Palter. My company is Greater Toronto Hypnosis Center. If you have any questions, my website's really easy to find. It's www.greatertorontohypnosis.com. And I should point out, hypnosis is spelled H-Y-P, not H-I-P. So Greater Toronto Hypnosis, H-Y-P-N-O-S-I-S.com. And all my information is found there. There's one other thing I thought I should mention, but wait, there's more. Those of you who look me up may say, well, he's also got an interesting background. My background is I'm also a corporate speaker and a professional magician since I've been 10 years old. So if you look up and say, is this the same guy who does the magic and the hypnosis? Yes, that is still me. They're 2 completely separate businesses. I still perform and still speak, but that's done separately as well. Thank you so much for having me. What an amazing honor and a thrill it is for me to do this and to be part of this amazing community. You are all so powerful. I love watching you speak and when we meet on the Zoom sessions as well. It's amazing. Again, my name is Jason Palter, certified hypnotist, owner of Greater Toronto Hypnosis Center, and you have yourself an amazing rest of the conference. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.